It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. So go over, and I think you'll probably find more for free at freetalklive.com than the other sites they've been charging for. But see for yourself over at freetalklive.com, and you get to actually control the content of the website by submitting various different things you find of interest. See something online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy, you think you might want to hear on the air, you submit it as show prep, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. You can go to freetalklive.com and do that. Again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. Well, Mark, we're still here.
We made it to the rapture.
Well, apparently it didn't happen.
Oh, sure it did. Randy Savage was taken to heaven today.
The Macho Man, all Randy right. Savage.
Whose joke did you borrow there? Who was that?
No, I saw it online.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you don't think somebody out there, I mean, the internet's full of jokes about the rapture right now.
It's a great joke, and I'd love to hear some more at 800-259-9231. Apparently, the gentleman who has kind of headed this whole thing up, Harold Camping, the 89-year-old guy that created...
I thought
created,
it was
84. It says here 89, according
to
Reuters report.
He's got a moving target on his age.
But according to Reuters, he is not answering any calls. Nobody is talking.
Maybe he's gone to heaven. Maybe it's just him.
The headquarters appears to be shuttered at this time, so nobody from the family radio organization is returning any kind of press inquiry. The shades were apparently drawn at his home in Alameda, California, and no one...
Prove he's still here. That's no what one. I want you to do, Ian. Prove he's still here.
That would be interesting. I wonder if people are going to be kind of camping out, if you will, near Mr. Camping's residence and trying to track him down. Who will get the first video footage of Harold Camping still being here?
Who will
get the first opportunity to ambush him with an interview?
A lot of people want to do that.
As he goes to the grocery store.
Because they think that's laughable. What I think is laughable is that this prediction has been made year after year after year since probably before Jesus. I don't know when people have begun predicting the end of the world, but I'm suspect that it's probably prior to the Christian religion. I'm sure that this must happen in other countries that have other religions too. I think it's all ludicrous. I mean, when are people going to stop making the prediction, one thing, and when are people going to stop expecting it is the other.
Great question. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He had said apparently the doomsday will begin in Asia. Now, there was apparently some confusion about this, Mark. You had said that it was supposed to be Eastern time.
No. I had said that it was going to be Asia.
But then you said to me tonight.
Just before the show, he switched it on us.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a moving target where it was supposed to start.
All right, well, there are only 5 more hours Eastern time remaining here in... I suppose there's still a possibility that it could happen at some point while we're on the air.
It could have been off on which time zone it would start in. It could be 6 p.m. Hawaii time.
I don't know.
We got a few hours left for that.
1-800-259-9231, but in some places in the world, it's already the 22nd. So it's already Sunday.
Yep.
So presumably...
getting close to most of the world.
Yeah. So presumably it's all over and nothing has happened. Did anybody really think this was going to occur?
Yes.
Is there anybody out there listening tonight who actually thought this was going to happen?
Maybe they think it did happen. Or they missed it.
Are you willing to speak about it and how you feel now? Because I think that's one of the most interesting aspects of this, is how some claim, some just assured claim by a man who's...
He believed this. He absolutely did. And I'm not ready to vilify him or make him look silly or anything like that. This happens all the time.
He's making himself look silly by going out on a limb like that. But for the people that follow this man, for the people that would have perhaps sold prized possessions, closed down bank accounts, etc., prepared themselves for the end, what do they think now? What are the different things that those people could possibly be thinking? Some likely are upset that they feel maybe perhaps
most
they feel they were duped.
Most of the evidence from previous situations like this show that people are that much more convinced that whomever it is that's making the predictions is right.
There's that factor as well, which is why they double down. It's going to be very interesting to hear when this guy finally does come out and speak on this topic as to what his excuse will be. Because the gurus in these cases, they usually come up with some kind of excuse, some sort of reason why, whether it's God that has come to them personally and told them that he saved the world, spared the world from disaster for now, and the new date is 2015. You know, who knows what the excuse will be.
After I'm dead.
That's not an unusual one. So 800-259-9231, perhaps you'd like to speculate. Maybe you've been through a situation like this where you were a believer in some sort of radical claim, was proven not to be true, and how did you handle that? How did you cope with that? 1-800-259-9231. Were you angry at yourself? Was it denial, etc.? But you can bring up anything here. So we're going to talk to Tyrone, listening in Colorado. Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hello, this is Dick von Dutz.
And dump your call because you didn't tell the truth about what you wanted to talk about. So he didn't say anything that we couldn't put on the air, but I just didn't feel like it should go on the air. Don't you think that people should be honest about what they want to talk about when they call the show?
It was vulgar, nonetheless.
Yeah. Like, if you want to talk about body parts, then that's fine. We can talk about body parts with you. But don't call and tell me you want to talk about gasoline and then, change it up like that. And besides, it wasn't funny anyway. 1-800-259-9231.
If it's funny, it'll go on the air.
Right.
Believe me.
We like a good crank call. And tonight it appears that the word is out in some cranker community, because right out the gate tonight when we were starting the show up, we had two phone calls from two young males who were both of their names started with the letter T, and they both wanted to talk about gas.
Gas prices.
Gee, that's not obvious that something's going on. I mean, come on, guys.
You did say it to me.
What happened to the good crank calls out there? 1-800-259-9231. It's been a long time since we've had a good one, hasn't it?
You'd think being on the FM dial would really help with that.
1-800-259-9231. So whether you want to talk about the whole Judgment Day thing, I mean, we pretty much hit it pretty hard last night. For those of you that don't get the weekday program, you can contact your local talk stations, thank them for the weekend show, and ask them for the full week-long one. But there's plenty of other news to focus on here, including big news out of Washington, D.C., Mark, and you've got the story.
Yeah, it's from the ACLU, and I know we're on some conservative stations, and you might as well be saying it from Satan's inbox here. But from the ACLU, believe it or not, the ACLU does a lot of good work. Admittedly, there are some social conservatives that don't like some of the work upon which they do. Fine and dandy. They do, after all, look for civil liberties, and both sides of the aisle tend to not like certain types of civil liberties, mm-hmm. and the ACLU will take on both types of cases. This one's dated May the 18th, a couple of days ago. Congress may soon vote on a new declaration of worldwide war without end and without clear enemies. A sleeper provision deep inside defense bills pending before Congress could become the single biggest handover of unchecked war authority from Congress to the executive branch in modern American history. Because this is what people have come to believe, that since the president is the executive in chief and that he's the commander in chief of the military.
Decider.
That he gets, he's right, he's the decider. He gets to move the troops around. They think it's okay that Obama decided to commit troops to Libya when there needs to be a vote from Congress. I mean, at the very least, there needs to be some kind of acknowledgement from Congress. There should be a vote of a declaration of war.
Which hasn't happened since World War II.
Right. According to the Constitution, there should be a declaration of war.
But they're going to change that.
That'd be the most constructionist stance here.
You're saying they're going to change that now. I mean, even though for all these decades they've been warmongering in whatever way they want to without asking any kind of congressional permission, you're saying that now, after the fact, Congress is just going to go ahead and legalize that?
It looks that way. Basically, members of Congress understand that the president is the figurehead of whichever party is in power. They don't want to make their party look bad by their president looking bad, so they're going to hand over all the
more
power to
them. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. It is the live Saturday edition. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. You can watch and listen and chat the cam and the chat room are built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and do all those things for free. Of course, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month and do it for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. Go over there, check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. Sometimes I like to just go over there and take, just wind through the stickers because they're all very clever. Libertystickers.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. And Mark, tell us more here in a little bit about this news about Obama possibly being given the total dictatorial control over the military. Am I understanding that right?
Not just Obama, the presidency. Yeah.
Okay.
The office of the president.
So, yet another executive power upgrade here from the Congress. They are working on that. It hasn't passed yet, but it's in the middle of a defense bill, so odds are good. It's
gonna
go right
through.
How
can they change the Constitution with a provision that's stuck in the middle of a bill, is what I want to know.
Well, nobody reads that Constitution anymore, Mark. I mean,
no, they certainly don't obey it.
Yeah, so they'll just do whatever they want, as they always have. 1-800-259-9231. It's just they're doing whatever they want more openly now, and they're still getting away with it. They're just throwing it in your face a little bit more. Ha ha, police state, what are you going to do about it, Americans? 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls, and Bill is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you, Mark? How are you tonight?
All right.
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Listen, two things. One, first of all, I wanted to speak about the guy that predicts the end of the world.
Yeah, Harold Camping.
I'm a Christian and a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, and the apostles asked God, the Lord Jesus Christ, clearly in the Bible, when he would return and the end of the world would occur. And he clearly stated to them in his word, no man knows the minute, hour, or day except the Father. And no man will ever know. That God is the only one that knows that the time that the end of the world will occur and Jesus will return.
So I learned something new last night. We had Michelle Seven on the show. She is the resident Christian here.
She's a seminary graduate.
Yeah, is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, as I recall.
She certainly seems to know her stuff when it comes to the Christian religion. So she says that there are the different tribulation people. Like there's a pre-rapture tribulation, a post-rapture tribulation.
And some people believe that they go in the middle.
And a during the rapture tribulation. So what is your belief system there?
Well, see, Christ will first come back and take his followers, those who have died and believed in him and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are still alive will be changed and removed from the earth. One, it's like it says in the Bible, one will be left standing and one will be taken.
I'm confused.
He will take his people, and then there will be 7 years of peace and tranquility.
Peace and tranquility? I thought it was supposed to be like raining fire outside and
no,
horrors.
The Antichrist will deceive. The Antichrist will deceive the people and set up a peace in the Middle East and deceive the people into believing that he is, a great man.
Now, wait a minute,
and
Mark. You said last night. Hold on a second. Now, Mark, last night you said that this tribulation thing is supposed to be pretty horrifying.
It is if you don't take the number of the beast, right?
Right. But see, that's after the first 7 years, there will be peace and tranquility. But then the Antichrist will proclaim himself the Son of God and demand that you take the mark of the beast. And if you do not, you will be persecuted. You will be killed. And anybody that's left behind, so to speak, if they refuse to take the mark of the beast and are willing to accept Jesus Christ, they will go to heaven. But the ones
quite a
that
story.
Do not
it's quite
will,
a story.
At the end of that 7 years, when Jesus will, God will descend upon the earth and send Satan to hell and everybody else with him.
Do you see how confusing this is for people, though? I mean, there are people that believe in pre-rapture, mid-rapture, post-rapture, people that believe that there's going to be a seven-year tribulation that's going to come and there's not going to be this period of peace. I mean, they're all reading the same Bible, but they're getting different stuff out of it.
One guy last night said the Antichrist is already here. He claimed it was the Pope.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think the Antichrist is the Pope. They said he will come from the political sea. It's what has been foretold.
So he'll be a politician.
Right.
Gotcha.
Now, didn't Paul say that the end was coming soon during one of his books? I mean, I don't have the verses and stuff here. Right,
right now. But it's like people, I look at the Bible as this way, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And that's what you've got to look at.
Hey, thank you for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you, Bill. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. I don't believe any of this. I think it's all a bunch of buoy.
What, the end of the earth stuff, or the Bible in general?
The whole thing. Well, I mean, I think there's some useful ideas in the Bible, but I think for the most part, a lot of it is a bunch of crap. But 800-259-9231, you can share your thoughts with us.
Well, one thing I was thinking about today is, if you thought about, say, John the Baptist, I think it might have been Elisha, who was living in a cave in the woods where the ravens would bring him food or something like that. If you talked about people who are living in the boonies, who aren't taking baths, who are wearing a camel skin loincloth, you'd be talking about nuts. The kind of people that today would absolutely not be listened to. The kind of people that wander around the streets of large metropolitan areas and pee themselves, they would not be listened to by people. But because their words are written down and in an old book.
It's old.
It's very old.
And people like
people will, you know, just pore over it as if it's important. Now, there's lots of books out there that were looked at and decided at the, I can't remember what the name of the council was that they decided on all the books.
Council of Nicaea?
I don't think it was Nicaea, no. That they decided which books would go in. But this is about 300 A.D. This is after Constantine had decided, you know, we need to get this Christian religion really up and rolling. Which, a religion that started out as a protest religion against the state of Rome was then co-opted by the state of Rome.
You've got to give them credit, man. They've done a great job as far as spreading their religion is concerned.
Some religion had to go there anyway.
It's clearly to me.
Conquering nations always spread their religion. If the Indians had come over to Europe and conquered Europe, we'd all be believing whatever the Indians believe. Crows and
shamanism
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, to me, it seems that all of this is just a bunch of stories to control people and to get them to give a bunch of money, like those people did to the church that
lots
we're talking
of money.
About here. The 89-year-old guy that was running this particular church, I believe his church was valued at 70-something, $72 million. You know, that's not too shabby. I mean, who wouldn't want $72
million? For a guy
million?
Who missed the prediction in 1994, too.
Right, to have a church going that strong after already bombing on one major end-of-the-world prediction, that really says something about how gullible people can be.
So, I don't know what to say about it. I mean,
there's nothing else to say. I mean, he made his prediction a second time. He has been wrong a second time. And like you said before, now he's probably not going to be around too much longer. Although when's the last time anyone's prediction for the end of the world has actually made this kind of a splash? I mean, as you said, Mark, there are people out there constantly predicting the end of the world. Every year somebody's predicting some horrible end of the world event, but it doesn't get the same kind of coverage that this guy did. Is it because he spent some of those millions on billboard advertising and really just showing the idea and putting
enough,
it out there?
Enough people believed him, I think, might have been part of the reason. You know,
toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want to control the airways. This is Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at mainmilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can visit our website on a mobile device if you'd like. You can use our full website if you've got a fancy smartphone. You can also use our mobile site, which will help you get quick access to our live streams and our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com to access that page. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any prescription medications and you've thrown those prescription medications out because the rapture was coming and you need to get more prescription medications, go to meds.freetalklive.com, because if you go to your local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. Discount prescription services, they'll get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. So if you'll need to have some for the next couple of weeks. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. There's a section there on the webpage on the left-hand side to click to become a member, or you could just dial the telephone number that's there on the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They have a third-party certified company that tests all the drugs to make sure that they're exactly what you ordered. There won't be any generics slipped in or any kind of counterfeits or anything like that. And you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So some of the news here that you shared with us earlier, Mark, is that apparently there's a defense bill that is being worked on at the House of Representatives, and they have put in some sort of provisions that basically completely authorize any kind of presidential warmongering without any... I mean, essentially, they're declaring eternal war.
That's right? According to the ACLU here at ACLU.org, they're calling it a sleeper provision deep inside a defense bill pending before Congress. See, some people actually go through and read these things. You have to get paid.
You believe it?
You have to get paid to do it. because nobody would go through and watch what Congress does, because trying to read legalese is such an arduous task.
We know Congress doesn't read it.
No, the people who vote on it don't know what's on these things. They just, defense, well, let's just vote for that. Our boys in green are over there fighting the good fight for freedom.
You support the troops, don't you?
Right, got to support the troops. Yeah. So let's, you know, you can slide anything you want in these.
What better way to support the troops than giving the president total power to control them and send them to their doom in whatever plot of land around the world that he might like?
Yeah, I don't know how many pages War and Peace is, but it's probably only several hundred pages. So many of these pieces of legislation are 1,000-plus pages, written in a different language, legalese, so that you can't even read them and understand them. So nobody reads this stuff.
Right.
You, the quote-unquote citizen out there, you don't read this stuff.
They claim that you're bound to it, though.
Yeah, you've got to do it. We said so. We represent you.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely nonsense. President Obama...
I think that may be more nonsense than the Bible, like the government and its laws.
I think there's a lot of spiritual truths in the Bible. I think that there's only theft and nonsense in the laws.
A lot more of it.
Yeah. President Obama has not sought more war authority. In fact, his administration has made it clear that it believes it already has
the authority
that it needs
to
fight terrorism.
Why shouldn't they believe that? I mean, the prior presidents paved the way to where this guy has total control. I mean, the executive control that was increased during the Bush administration was tremendous. Tremendous. And so that just passes along. You know, the government doesn't get smaller every year. They just get more intrusive and more oppressive. And each new president inherits all of the powers, if you will, the ability to control that his predecessor did.
It just, you know, so many people have called Obama Bush the Third, and I have a difficult time disagreeing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Congress is considering monumental new legislation that would grant the president and all presidents after him sweeping new power to make war almost anywhere and everywhere. Unlike previous grants of authority for the Afghan and Iraq wars, the proposed legislation would allow a president to use military force wherever terrorism suspects are present in the world, regardless of whether there has been any harm to U.S. citizens or any attack on the United States or any imminent threat of attack. The legislation is broad enough to permit a president to use military force within the United States and against American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
The legislation... And
domestic terrorism.
Let's not forget that the Obama administration, just about the same time as Osama got shot, attempted to make another hit on an American citizen outside of the United States.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Anwar al-Awlaki, or whatever his name was, and tried to... Well, he doesn't sound American, does he?
I see.
But he was an American citizen. The Obama administration putting a hit out on people, which is essentially what the Osama bin Laden thing was, a hit, too. I mean, the guy was unarmed, and they shot him in the head and the heart. I mean, you know, it's a gangland shooting.
Absolutely.
The legislation contains no expiration date and no criteria to determine when a president's authority is to use military force and when it would end. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. This is a big government versus small government thing.
They all want this. All of them.
Many American citizens want it, too. They believe that the government can do no wrong when it comes to the use of military force. They say, well, I support the troops. Therefore, I support the politicians that would use the troops. I'll tell you what, America, the troops don't want to get put in harm's way. You're not supporting the troops by undermining the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, I understand it's a poorly written document written 230 years ago, but I think that the Founding Fathers probably meant that if you were going to use the military, especially if you're going to use the military in a large-scale situation, you ought to declare war. That Congress, the representatives of the people, should be involved in that decision-making process.
Yeah, the idea was that there was supposed to be some level of deliberation, discussion, argumentation.
That didn't happen with Libya.
Between these 535 drunken sailors before the institution of any kind of aggression or so-called
defense. Right, the lobbyists should get in there. They should pay off people. They should make sure that the military-industrial complex gets its cut. They should make sure that the competition is stifled and that only the sweet, sweet deals are given to the good friends of the politicians, those that the politicians have moved
on. That's already been done. I mean, all of that's been taken care of. That's why they're just going ahead and waving the
whole process. I was just making sure the important stuff was done.
Yeah, let's continue here with you and your phone calls. Let's talk to Taylor, listening in Wyoming. Taylor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Taylor in Wyoming, going once. Taylor in Wyoming going twice. Let's try Jim listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN-FM. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Hello. Ooh.
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to respond to the caller the other night, or the previously, regarding the rapture. And just wanted to tell you that I wouldn't blame you for being confused after listening to him.
It's not just him. We've been talking about this since last night's show. So
yeah,
I've heard a lot.
I just happened to catch you on the
but I think I understand what he said. He believed.
I just want to say that there was no such a belief as a rapture until the United States of America came along and all the religious revivals of the, particularly the 1820s when Mormonism arose. And
this is what we heard last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of revivals that swept the nation, swept this nation in particular during the 19th century. And, you know, a lot of stuff got started. The Seventh-day Adventists got started at the same time, or about the same time. You know, the stuff, you know, people started reading their Bibles. You know, the Bibles were being put into people's hands much more so. And they really got the religious fervor. During the Founding Fathers' time, at the end of the 18th century, there was it was really a fad not to be a Christian. Many of the founding fathers were in fact deists, and they didn't believe that God played an active role in man's life. They believed he kind of constructed the universe and let it go from there. It's interesting. There was this kind of snap back.
Well, the Millerites, maybe somebody brought them up, this guy that predicted the world was going to end at the end of the 1800s. Well, anyway, almost all of these beliefs are based on one book of the Bible, and part which is the book of Revelation in the New Testament, and somewhat on the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. And almost all Jews would have understood that that literature is what we call apocalyptic, and it is not to be taken literally as other parts of the Bible are. And so all these goofball ideas about millennialism and so forth have come.
Would you be a Christian who does not believe in the rapture?
We are called amillennialists.
Amillennialists. Interesting.
That means we do not believe in the thousand-year reign or the tribulation or any of these
things.
And
you can make a coherent point. Thanks for the call tonight.
Wow.
I appreciate hearing from you.
I didn't even know that existed.
Amillennialists?
So awesome.
We're coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You thought everybody believed in the rapture that was a Christian?
All the Christians? Yeah, sure.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then get your shopping done online through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find some links to Amazon there, and there are different links for different countries, so you click on the appropriate one for you and get your shopping taken care of. You know, Amazon, they've got great selection, free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their brand new items, and even used items as well. So if there's something you're looking to buy, odds are good Amazon sells it. You can enter through shop.freetalklive.com, and when you click through one of those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's kind of like cash for the internet. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. Obviously, cash isn't free from inflation. Real cash is inflated all the time. But bitcoins can't be. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. The dollar's going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
According to bitcoincharts.com, the bitcoin price right now is about $6. $6 U.S.
A couple of months ago, it was less than a buck.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Let's talk to Ben, listening to WFLA in Florida. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you there?
Hey, Ben. Yes, we are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Your take on the Bible, I find it rather disturbing. I mean, you don't think the Bible's anything than more than just a book?
I think there's some, like in a lot of books, I think there are some useful stories that you could get some interesting and useful life lessons from. But I also think there's a bunch of nonsense in there and some really bad ideas as well. So
you share the same view about the Quran?
honestly, I haven't read much of the Quran.
Right, I've read the Bible three times all the way through, the New Testament probably seven times.
But I tend to believe
read the Quran.
But I do tend to believe that most religious texts, so I will make this general statement, that most religious texts, whether we're talking about the Bible or the Quran or whatever, that you know, have this monotheistic belief system are really designed to control people.
So, have you ever taken an oath to the Constitution?
No, why would you do that?
Huh?
Why would you do that?
Join the military. You mean like joining the military or taking public office?
Are you registered to vote?
Yep.
Yeah, I have registered to vote.
You took an oath to the Constitution.
That's I don't think that's true.
It is. If you sign, if you'll check your voter registration form, it's
I've read every single word on that voter registration form. In fact, I've actually crossed words out on the voter registration form.
Yeah, me too.
Then what state are you registered to vote in?
What difference does it make? I'm telling you that that didn't happen. I mean, there's 20 questions. Go on with your point.
Well, my point is, you're arguing the Constitution, so therefore you guys don't believe in God. So
I believe in God, but look, you don't have to believe in the Bible to believe in God, right?
I guess probably disagree with you on that, but so do you believe your constitutional rights are inalienable?
I do believe the constitutional rights are inalienable, and I believe it's because I own myself, and I can demonstrate that I own myself because I'm the only one who can move my parts around. I'm moving them right now, so I've proven that I own myself, so therefore I have the rights that come inherent to owning oneself, not because God gave them to me, because you can't demonstrate that, but I can demonstrate self-ownership.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is, you know, if you're going to disrespect the Christian religion...
Oh, now I'm disrespecting,
because
I disagree.
I would just like for you to have the same general disrespect for all religion. I just want to make sure that you're not...
Do you have the same respect for all religions as you do for the Christian religion?
Yes.
You think that people that believe in Zeus aren't laughably silly?
I think they're wrong, but I don't think So you don't believe in the right to freedom of religion?
I believe you have the right to believe in whatever people in the sky you want to believe in, man.
So do I. So why would I think someone that worships Zeus is laughably silly?
Because there are sillier religions than others.
Why do you, point of information, why do you believe one religion versus all the others if you have respect for all the others?
Because I've seen it work in my personal life.
What does that mean?
And I've seen other people that follow other religions.
What does it mean when you say you've seen it work? Have you talked to God?
I've prayed and had my prayers answered. Yes.
Do you think that other people in other religions pray and have their prayers answered?
I wouldn't know. I've never practiced another religion.
I suspect that the answer is yes.
I have studied other religions. I do know that other religions advocate, you know, the slaughter of other human beings,
Let's talk about the Old Testament for a second here. Moses and Joshua just went right through Canaan, just destroying town and city after city. Moses actually gave, it wasn't Ai. Ai, they killed everything, including the sheep. God put some kind of pox on the Israelites for keeping the sheep, but they killed all the people, including the men, the women, and the children, just slit their throats. But there was one town where Moses gave them the virgins. What do you think they did with the virgin females?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Well, so you don't believe the Old Testament at all? I mean,
yes,
Jesus was Jewish, right?
Well, yes, but can you show me the New Testament where Jesus advocated killing anybody?
He did say that I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. I mean,
I agree with you. Like, the Jesus character is a cool character.
Yeah,
he's pretty
good. As long as he sticks with the peace. That one verse I really hate.
I like the peace message. I'm all about it. I think that that folks that are actually trying to emulate Jesus, that's all good. Of course, most Christians support war, so clearly they don't get the whole Jesus concept of turning
the
other cheek.
Where are you coming from the concept that all Christians support war?
No, who said that? See, this is the problem. You just bebop in here and you change the things that are said. Most Christians... The biggest problem with Christians, my friend, is Christians.
And how's that?
Because they all believe all kinds of different stuff, and they throw it around this way and that. This guy that just predicted the rapture.
All religions are that way.
I don't care about all religions. I don't care about any of them.
No,
I
already told you. You seem to have an overbearing concern about what Christians believe.
I live in the United States. Christians are the largest voting population in the United States. I'm concerned about people who take their morality and shove it down my throat. I'm concerned about people that will make me pay for their morality. I'm concerned with people that have put me in jail over their morality. That's why I'm concerned. The Zoroastrians, they aren't doing that.
But I'd like to go back real quick to a point that you, a question that you kind of pointed out earlier. It was about, you know, whether I would take the same sort of hardline position against other religion. And I think I already made it clear that I think that most religious texts out there are designed to control mankind, to extract obedience and cash from them in a large way. But I don't think that applies to all religions.
I just wanted to make sure that your general contempt for religion is worldwide. That's
I don't have no. That's not true. I don't have a contempt for religion.
Yes, you do.
No, sir. No, I just made it. I thought I just made it clear to you.
I will be. I gotta go now. So I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, you have a nice day,
Ben.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the call. Look, I don't have a contempt for religion. I have a set of religious beliefs. Mark, you have a set of religious beliefs, but we do not have an organized, necessarily that organized of a religion. You go to some Quaker meetings from time to time, but there's no preacher who's telling you what to believe. There's no one who is interpreting some sort of old book for you and explaining to you what it means and why it is that you need to give 10% of your money to him.
I don't think most Christians give 10% of their money to any religious organization. That's just something they mostly ignore.
Well, whatever, Mark. I've sat in Christian church before.
Oh, yeah, they
and
want
I've
the 10%.
Plate.
You can
I've
believe
seen
it.
That plate go around. I don't know if they're getting 10%, but they're getting a decent amount of money from the people sitting in those pews.
Yep, they are.
I mean, if they didn't make enough money, then they wouldn't be operating their church, most of them. Because it really is, for a lot of them, all about perpetuating their church and the money that it takes.
You'll notice how much nicer that big building is than most of the homes in which the patrons live.
Yeah. So, no, I have no objection to religion, because religion is just simply a set of beliefs about what the world is and, you know, why we're here and what the, you know, if there's supernatural things out there, etc., and kind of explanation behind the world. I have no objection to those.
I have my biggest problem with the ones that have stuck around a long time, because, you know, usually they start with some guy who had, you know, just some brilliant things to say, and then they get corrupted over time by those in power, and they're used in order to corrupt people. I mean, Christians, for the first hundred and something, many hundreds of years, wouldn't participate in military service at all. Christianity was
who would
a
Jesus
peace,
kill?
Right, peace service. Now we have chaplains in the army.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
Right, the Christians of today aren't what they should be.
Well, they aren't. They certainly aren't what Christ-like.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I have appreciation for people that have a belief system. They don't push it on others. And in that case, you believe whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You take control. Hour 2 is next. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.